The Baltimore Museum of Art is currently presenting a ticketed exhibition called Odyssey. This is Jack Whitten's sculpture from 1963 to 2017. It's such a pleasure to have in the WBJC studio the curator of the exhibition here, Katie Siegel. So what was your first personal contact with him?
The first time I met Jack Whitten was in 2005, and I was curating an exhibition called High Times, Hard Times, New York Painting, 1967 to 75. And we contacted Jack, and he said, oh, sure, he had some things we could look at. And we went to his storage in Tribeca at the time and walked into a room with eight of the most beautiful paintings I had ever seen in my entire life. And it was clear right then that I was in the presence of a genius.
So some of the works on this exhibition, if not all, are works that have not been seen before, as I understand it.
So the show that I just referred to was Jack's painting. This is a show of Jack Whitten's sculpture. And Jack Whitten made these sculptures for his own private use, both artistic and personal. And they've never been exhibited except in one small exhibition in the town in Crete where he makes his summer home, Aia Galini, which had a small exhibition to celebrate the village's anniversary.
So obviously a Greek influence. I'm interested in the African influence as well. How do those come together?
So Jack began carving sculpture in order to understand African art. And he first saw African art in the Metropolitan Museum and the Brooklyn Museum of Art in the summers of 1958 and 59 when he came up to New York, first from Tuskegee and then from Southern University in Baton Rouge to make summer tuition money working construction. And he walked into those big encyclopedic museums. He had never been to the museum in Birmingham because he was black and the museum was segregated. And he saw the African art and immediately he was taken by it formally, as so many modernist artists have been. But he also believed that the sculpture had something specific for him as an African American in terms of his black identity. And he believed that in order to understand all the facets of African objects, he had to learn how to make wooden sculpture himself. And so that is the story of the sculpture from 1960 to 69. In the summer of 1969, he was newly married to Mary Stykos, a fellow student from Cooper Union, who was Greek-American. And they decided to make a roots trip to Greece to really explore Mary's heritage. And there he fell in love. First of all, he had had a dream that he would go to Greece and find a leafless tree and he would carve it into a totem. And they got off the bus in Aia Galini and there was that tree. And most of us, historically, we've opposed something called Western civilization in Africa, as if Africa was primitive and Western civilization was sophisticated. Jack was against any kind of binary thinking. And he saw these two traditions as very much overlapping and holding many things in common. So it was very easy for him to put the traditions from a variety of African cultures together with those from ancient Greece. And he liked to say that their village in Aia Galini was closer to North Africa than it was to Athens.
All of this comes together beautifully in an exhibition called Odyssey. This is Jack Whitten's sculpture, 1963 to 2017, and it will be on at the BMA through July the 29th. More information is at artbma.org. And this is an exhibition that is in collaboration with the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the curator of the exhibition at the BMA, Katie Siegel. Thank you so much.
Come on, everybody, and thanks for having me.